Welcome to the For Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday, the 31st of July, the last day of July. And I'm recording at 9:30 p.m., and that's Greenwich Mean Time. Now, interesting day here. The stock markets are struggling a bit in here, which won't surprise subscribers who've been listening to most of these audios. The rallies were so strong, as you know, from that end of or mid-November period last year, all the overbought conditions that occurred, and we've seen a lot of loss of form inconsistencies occurring in the charts, bigger downward reactions, suggesting that we have a more challenging environment here, certainly to the upside, but I don't want to overdo the drama here because the downside drama, because while we certainly will see some more profit taking, we also still have a very good tailwind, strong tailwind in terms of monetary policy. But some of the examples here, Japan, the Nikkei 225 fell a whopping 3.32% here today, and it's fallen sharply in the last 3 days. And that's brought the index back down to 13,661 from the 15,000 that it briefly touched on the 19th of July when it had a very clear downside key day reversal that was repeated on some of the other indices. I mentioned it at the time, and you would have also seen it on the review, the chart review that I did last Wednesday. The yen has strengthened as well, and it's currently at 97.89. So unless that weakens sharply overnight, with the Japanese causing it to weaken sharply, we may well see some further selling pressure here tomorrow. Now, the Hang Seng Index was down 0.5%, and it's almost easier to mention that's of course the Hong Kong Hang Seng Index. It's almost easier to mention the markets that were up here today. There aren't many, and Australia is the main one, but it was up only 0.09, less than 0.1%. Now, elsewhere, in terms of the big hits here, particularly aside from Japan, the Shanghai Composite was down 1.7%, and the other mainland Chinese indices down a little bit more. And Thailand got clipped 1.5%, to Jakarta, Indonesia, down 1.68%. So definitely some selling pressure in that region. You might remember I put up a very small little piece, I think it was on the 11th of this month, just a short comment on some of the technical action, and I said the reactions that we'd seen and the gains that we had seen in the ASEAN indices. I was talking about the ASEAN indices, but they'd seen very, very strong gains for a number of years, and they'd seen a lot of deterioration in recent months, and I thought they would be candidates to react and just range sideways for the most part in fairly volatile fashion for several years, and I'll stick with that view. Okay, getting into the European stock markets, very quiet here, mixed action on the day. Now, in the Americas, Mexico down 1.76%. Wall Street, more of the same here, weak early on, then recovering most of the decline, but then easing again a little bit further. So it's still in that levitating or it's holding, just holding up there. But there are certainly signs of deterioration. And Walter Diemer, a name that would be familiar to a number of the veteran subscribers, I think he was talking about the NYSE here today, but he said in a report that there were on that index that there were 536 new highs in May, but only 371 recently, 536 climbing down to 371. So in other words, breadth is deteriorating. So this is a tricky environment overall. And the obvious point is don't pay up for anything. And if something's really overextended relative to its 200-day moving average, you want to consider at least taking profits on it, and only buy after a short-term oversold condition, a reaction back down to support levels if you wish to do that. Moving on to the long-dated government bond prices here. Well, quietly mixed, but the yields have pushed up a little bit in the USA, and I'll just put up that 10-year yield just to have a quick look at that. It is range-bound here currently, but, you know, we're up at 2.5948, and it wouldn't take much to push this higher again, and I don't think stock markets would like that. Now, remember, the Fed's still a big buyer of these things, so perhaps it can prevent that here in the short term, but not over the longer term. And elsewhere in precious metals, steady action here today. Palladium, which has been by far the relative strength standout over the last few years, was up 20 here today, 744. Silver just below the $20 level in 1981. And gold, these are off their highs here today, but gold bullion down nearly $5 here to 1328, still pausing to consolidate. I think those gains that we have seen recently. But I think more support building will have to take place before we get the more meaningful rally that some people are now talking about. Crude oil quiet here today. Some interesting action in the farming regions of the United States. Now, I've been talking for the most part about the grains and beans, which have generally been soft. The prices have generally been soft, because in that whole Midwest area and the western regions, particularly around Texas, where drought had been such a big problem for such a long time, well, it's not right now. And they've been getting sufficient rain, so that's suggesting that some of the grain crops are going to clearly be better. Now, there are exceptions, because you get into the southern region in the United States, and, well, you know the old adage, it never rains, but it pours. Well, in some of those southern states, the rain this summer so far is 34% above normal. That's a heck of a lot. And some of the reports coming out, I was mentioning those major staple grains and beans, but take corn. Some corn is still grown in the south, and it's showing a lot of mold, and that's going to be a problem. Pecan nuts, there's also concern, although they don't get harvested until the autumn, there's some concern about the possibility of mold there. And the biggest hits, it's not exactly a hit, but a change in taste. The peaches are big, but they're not very sweet because they've just had too much rain. What is more serious, a lot of tomatoes are splitting. Tobacco drowning. Well, some of us won't mind that too much, but the farmers will be concerned, and it'll push prices up somewhat. Watermelons, sad to say, they're taking the biggest hit of all. And so, again, you know, mixed fortunes here. And other areas of interest in terms of currency action, it's a quiet a day here. The U.S. dollar index is a wee bit steadier. And on that note, all the very best to all of you.